Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm short on time today. You're going to have a half hour episode because I have to have a half hour episode today. And then, of course, when you spent all the time on stupid technology, that's the way it is. Right here on Real Ask a Fox. Welcome, everybody, to a very tight episode of Alaska Thoughts. I don't want to say what it's a tight as.
I was going to say I've been called tight a number of times.
But it rhymes with Robert's hole. What's really funny is you give very strictly top energy, Robert.
I have heard that. Yeah, that's strange to me. But yes. Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
But it's not the truth. You've said on the show before that's not true.
Yeah, no, it's not. I don't understand why someone can exist in a world of multiple avenues of pleasure and not explore them all.
Yes, but do you lean one way or the other?
It depends on the day. You know, like some days my stomach is not having it, mm-hmm. and therefore bottoming's not happening. And then other days, I just don't want the pressure of having to perform. So topping's not going to be the activity of the day, you know?
Yeah.
And it truly depends on where my mental and physical state is. And then that leads into who am I going to be with? And then what do they want, you know?
For me, we talked about this before. It really depends on the relationship I have with the person. But it generally has to do size. It has generally to do not size, not penis size. But like the size of the person. So like if it's a twink, I'm going to want to top them. But if it's like a taller, bigger guy, I want to bottom for them. But whatever. Hi, Robert Mata. Traditional gender roles. This is Robert Mata always coming in with the correct word, the nomenclature.
It's a little judgmental, though.
The homoclature, as I call it. By the way, you know, I don't know why New York Times does this. Did you play these New York Times cross games? You know, like,
oh my God, I don't know why I haven't mentioned it, but I had a weekend that I played probably like 60 crosswords a month or two ago on the USA Today. But I also do the New York USA Times Today. Mini and the Wordle. And yeah, mama.
Oh, I'm a New York Times.
I like their crosswords only. The best.
Oh, interesting.
No, but I'll do New the NYT Times Mini also. Like today's was a 5x5. And I was like, girl,
it was?
What? Yeah. Ooh. I guess you don't do them.
I do the mini here, and like the mini's an easy one for me to not go for 2 months, and then in 1 hour do them all for the past 2 months. I was doing.
Oh,
the
you
crossword.
Pay your subscription fee.
I pay the subscription fee, mama. And in fact, what I was going to complain about is I do the. Well, first of all, I do the connections, and I'm with people who are like, oh, connections, you know.
Oh yeah, I get very competitive, and fortunately, I usually win.
Oh, we should.
Oh God, I sound like fucking friends. Q.
We should be friends on New York Times.
Oh, is there like a whole little site to post your stats and such? Wait, I just have group chats that I just send the copy and paste to.
Do you subscribe?
No.
Oh, I think if you subscribe, can you do that? Sorry.
I did see that when Wordle did their 1,000th puzzle day, I think a few days back, they removed all the cumulative stats for free account people such as myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What kind of a fucking millennium celebration is that?
Well, they have a new game that's kind of hidden. New York Times does. It's a word search, but it's a very nerdy word search. It's not your typical word search. It's kind of like connections in that, like, yeah, there are words, but you need to find the unifying theme of the words in order to win. So it's like, I'm kind of loving it. I played it for the first time today.
Oh, I should check it out. Yeah, these games are usually a part of my morning coffee routine.
Yeah. Well, Robert, we're going to do something a little bit different today. We are going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the drama from last week's episode. We're going to talk about, what's it called? UK versus the
UK
World
versus
2.
UK versus the World 2.
All going to happen right here. After I play the outro music. We are back. Roberto Mata, you got your dream. You got your dream. I sent you an outline. We have topics we're going to talk about. And number one, letter A.
Oh my God. Let me review. Sorry. I was actually earning my salary today. So I haven't delved in.
Letter A is what are your thoughts about the latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race season 16, episode 11? What were your thoughts? Just overall thoughts.
I said this last week verbatim, and I'll repeat myself. I'm always happy when Safira does well because I'm a stan. So in the grand scheme of things, Robert is happy, which is good. The world is happier when I'm happy, I think.
We always want Robert happy. Now, I have a few topics I want to discuss.
Oh, well, I did have one other stray thought.
Oh, go ahead.
And it's that one thing that does not make Robert happy, and it's absolutely a nitpick. And I don't think I've ever really seen anyone address this. Like, I don't spend much time on Twitter, but like on Reddit or anywhere at conversations at the bars. Why the fuck do they plan group challenges when they know they have an odd number of queens and it's uneven? It drives me nuts.
Well, look, some people might say maybe that means it wasn't planned for the double Shantae last week.
Is it that difficult to shuffle things around? Well, I guess they already had the audience coming, so they knew that that's what was happening.
Yeah. But they do it often enough where you're right. They do. I am kind of puzzled, like, why don't they do it when there's an even number? You're right. Because it happens more often than not. Not more often than not.
Exactly. It's almost like every time they do a pair-up challenge, there's always a three off or someone alone. And I'm like, it takes so little planning.
I would have preferred to do it alone. You know, we asked this question on the show, and I'm sorry, I should have thought about this right here. But if you were before, you can give any topic you want. But if you were forced to give a TED-like talk, what would your topic be?
On anything, or does it have to be drag related?
Anything. It could be anything.
On truly anything. Okay. Well, this is so fucking stupid. But I think when people propose that idea, they're like, if you could speak to every person in the world and have them listen to your voice, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
I would tell them, stop fucking using apostrophes when you mean to denote plurality. Like, I hate on dating apps, someone says, just having one of those easy Sundays, and it's Sunday apostrophe S. Sunday's what?
You know what? I have a drag-related version of that.
Okay.
The drag-related version is people who say, no tea, no shade. Because it makes no sense.
T-E-A?
Yeah, yeah. They'll go, no tea, no shade, you know, but that performance wasn't the best. I'm like, girl, no, it's all tea, no shade.
Well, it's drag queen, literally.
What do you mean it's drag queen, literally?
In the sense that literally doesn't literally mean literally. It's, you know, you get the idea that it's close enough to the truth that you could use that word hyperbolically.
But don't you think
if
someone said figuratively, that would be really weird?
I would be confused. But maybe we need to bring it in vogue.
But you know what? You know, reminds me of too. It's drag queen beg the question. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know that one aggravates you. Kudos for saying that, Mama. Thanks for spilling.
All right, let's get to the topic at hand. Now, there's a few race issues I wanted to talk about.
Yes, you love race.
And I saved it for this. I saved this for today, even though I didn't manage to get an Asian person. God, you know what? I was going to announce this last episode, but I'm going to announce it today. I want some fresh blood on Drag Race Recap. Meaning, I'm putting this out there right now. I'm being honest. If you're hearing my voice, if you've always wondered, like, man, I really want to, like, if I could be on a show, you know, like, there's this whole thing that every gay guy thinks that if they went on Drag Race, they would win.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time, but also there have been TikToks about it now and everything like that. It's maybe it's the same thing. Maybe people go like, if I could be on a show with Joe Batance, I would show him. Now's your chance. I need to cast a wide net. If you think you have what it takes to be on Drag Race Recap or be on Rulaska Thoughts. So remember, think Recap is funny, Rulaska Thoughts is nerdy. Okay.
Yeah.
If you think you have one or the other or both, send me an audio sample. 1 minute, 2 minutes. What should they talk about? What drag related topic should they talk about, Robert?
That's a good question. I think that they should propose conversation topics and then do a brief on them.
Yeah. You know what? We just talked about if everybody in the world could hear your one opinion, give us your controversial, your hot take on any drag race topic. Like I just said, when they say all tea, no shade. And when they say no tea, no shade. If you have anything like that, do 1, 2, 3 minutes, whatever, and send it to Joe Batance at afterthought.media. And there's no like the best one will win. If you're good, I'll ask you to be on. If you're not good, I'll be like, thanks. Right.
What the fuck? But, I didn't even realize I'd have to defend my title.
I don't know, Robert, you might.
I mean, I don't even know how I ended up here, really. I just, one day, Christian invited me to come over and we just talked on microphones for an excessively long time.
It's a combination of things. Christian invited you on and then I went, wait, didn't I meet that faggot like almost 10 years ago at a bar in West Hollywood? So real. And then I remember we had like nerdy conversation about Drag Race at the bar. So I remember thinking like, oh, this queen has what it takes.
I love that you, much like RuPaul allegedly invited a season 17 queen directly onto the show. That was my storyline as well.
Well, I will say, Robert, Christian did break the seal. I've gotten two people now who are like, I love Robert, but he does use big words.
That's fair.
I don't know why.
I think it's a fair assessment.
I don't know why that's a criticism, you know, but well, they're like, Mama, like I don't want to have a dictionary next to me when I'm listening to the show.
Well, it's Rulaska Thoughts. It's a nerdy show. I'm not trying to give comedy, so.
I'm not asking you to change. I think it's funny. Okay, so let's talk about Nymphia's performance. So Nymphia, she did a very Asian stereotype sort of performance on the show. I don't, you know, I am not a racist, Robert, so I don't know anything about this. But what I will say is, and I think why some people were uncomfortable, I'm guessing, was it sounded like it wasn't even like a Chinese accent, but more like a Vietnamese nail salon impersonation. So it wasn't even, and I don't know how people feel about this pan-Asian, you know, Filipinos doing Asian accents kind of thing. And I know you're Asian, Robert, so you want to weigh in here.
I've been Asian every day of my life, right? Yeah. Well, I have a random smattering of thoughts about it, but my first one is that having lived in a world where we're much more sensitive to these issues, I don't know if what Nymphia was doing was as uncomfortable as what Manila was doing in season 3 for that news challenge, where it was much more pointed and a lot more seemingly clownish and performative. Whereas Nymphia is from Asia. Granted, she's from Taiwan, which has its own culture, like you said. And it sounds like she mentioned random one-offs. Like she's mentioned once that she was like a part of a K-pop group or something. Or I don't know if that was serious. I never know if anything that Nymphia is saying is serious because she hasn't let us in like that. But to that point, I don't know what, like, she is a culturally different from the American normal, you know, racial performance. And so is it even uncomfortable really what she was doing because we were like imposing the American lens on it? But, or was Nymphia just, was she playing something up, but was she still being somewhat authentic to herself? I don't know.
Well,
does that make sense? I don't think I've articulated that very well.
No, I think you did. And I think to extend it is, I don't know if I'm in a place, because I'm not Asian, to decide whether or not that was offensive or not. And I'll be honest with you. I think even people within the same culture can't say it, you know, because like if someone said I was being offensive to Latinos, I'd say, go fuck yourself. I'm Latino, right?
Well, and that's what we say with, you know, all the Mexican related issues that come on the show. It's like, even then we're not you know, Chicano, but we can say Geneva Carr sucking on a chili is fucking stupid. And we can roll our eyes at that because that is our, you know, our range.
Yes.
And I also can't say if Nymphia is doing as racist or not racist, but uncomfortable or not. But I can see the virtue signaling that RuPaul and Michelle were doing about it, and Ross in particular. And it's just like, girl. Well, I think RuPaul was keeping his mouth shut.
Yes. Because RuPaul was cackling during Nymphia's set. RuPaul loves any kind of minstrel show. It doesn't matter.
No, you know, that's. It's consistent with the boomer type of humor, you know.
Yeah.
We just have to know these things, that your grandparents are going to say some crazy shit and they're going to laugh at some crazy shit that we stopped laughing about years ago.
Yes. I have bad news for you, Robert. I think RuPaul loves the R word, and I think you know it and I know it.
I would hate that so fucking much, and you know I would, but I do think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it's best that it never comes up.
Yes, but I think
in my personal relationship with RuPaul Andre Charles.
Yeah, I think my problem was more with the virtue signaling was like, where is this virtue signaling when it happened with black people? Maybe they're following a lead from RuPaul because she loves it. But again, it happens a lot with Latinos, and no one says shit. I mean, there's the season 8 weird ass challenge where they had a dress like Frida Kahlo. They're often
the season 5 telenovela.
Oh, season 5 telenovela, but it's also often just random. I can't even think of all the times that they're like, you know, like when what about the one where what's his name, the taco guy who's an actor, Trejo, Danny Trejo was on. I feel there was some sort of weird thing there, wasn't it too?
Or like, I don't really remember that.
I could be wrong, everybody.
But I will say that, and we talked about this before offline, that Latino issues don't have the same coverage that, you know, that the Black Lives Matter has brought into the fold for the Black community. And I think that even though the overarching theme of be more self-conscious about these things, make sure you're not playing into stereotypes and caricatures, I think we see that represented more with the Black community or defended against and for in the Black community than we do in the Latino community, because unfortunately people just don't really care about Latinos like that.
Yes.
And in my experience, through my eyes, that's my opinion.
True. But also I feel like Latinos also like that shit too, which
well, that is also true.
Remember that video, which was very highly, I wouldn't say staged, but carefully edited, where there's like this bro who goes to UCLA dressed like with a Frito Bandito type outfit, and all the woke quote unquote UCLA kids are really upset, and then he just goes to like a Mexican area and they're like loving it. And
yeah, totally, I mean, it's like, it's the alleged outrage over Speedy Gonzalez, you know.
Yes.
Mexicans are like work or some. I'm sure there's a diversity of opinions.
I love Speedy. My grandma loved Speedy Gonzalez. Yeah,
I'm pretty whatever about it.
Yeah, I don't care. All right, next.
I'm not offended, but it's not my favorite thing.
It was just stupid. All right, next we have is Q. What the fuck is Q's problem, Robert?
To answer your question with a question, why the fuck would you watch Lucy LaDuca get overly competitive about metrics on a show that ultimately is not the point of being on the show, and then replicate her experience knowing that everyone's going to rake you over the coals for being just that really annoying person who makes everything so fucking serious and dramatic for no reason?
I'm going to extend that question and be like, if you're in the Jan clan, wouldn't you be even extra more self-aware? Like Lucy LaDuca, like I believe Q is friends with Jan and all them, Alexis Michelle, Rosé. And they were all like this. They all seem to sort of, or is it plasma? I don't know. All those New York queens. Is Q from New York? I might have just made that up.
She's Kansas City.
Oh, then never mind. Forget Q's not in. I think his plasma was in the Jan clan. But still, you're right. Even seeing how they were treated, it's even beyond that. Is like, when have you ever seen a winner behave like that?
Well, because a winner is not supposed to be that fucking insecure.
That's what I'm saying. Is I would pretend and then go to my hotel and bite my pillow and cry.
Winners have said that they do that.
Oh, have they really?
Yeah, I can't remember which one said that. I feel like it was an early season Untucked, but I think someone says, I look and I act cool here, but I get home and I cry my eyes out every night because it's so hard. And I think that she might be one of, she admitted it, but I'm sure that's common because I'm sure it's incredibly stressful.
Yeah. But Q can't hide it.
No. And it's just, I have to confess that I just was not feeling Q from the very second she walked into the workroom. And it's just gotten more and more grating to watch and listen to her. I think that my least favorite thing on the whole fucking show this season has been that stupid ass Stonewall Brick act and the fucking faces the Q was pulling while being funny. And then having that be weirdly praised and that creating this weird ego monster. And then, you know, allowing her to think that she deserves to win everything and then actually getting the fucking wins that, you know, could have gone to other people. It's just been such a frustrating viewing experience. And I don't want to be like, fuck that bitch Q, but I also don't want to see her anymore. I don't want to hear her.
Do you think Safira should have won? Some people are saying she shouldn't have. It should have been Q as the winner.
It definitely should not have been Q. But that's what is even more frustrating because Q is entitled to think that she should have won. But it still wouldn't have been her. Based on RuPaul, it probably would have been Nymphia.
I think you're right, actually. I think it would have been. You know what? I actually think RuPaul wanted to give it to Nymphia, and they were like, you can't give it to Nymphia.
They were like, it's been too long. So we don't want to reignite this firestorm.
Yeah. You can't do it. What about this lip sync?
Amazing. So fun. So silly. I don't think I've ever said this before, but one of my favorite lip sync moments in the entire franchise was Katya's slow split in episode 2 of season 7. And she just looked so fucking good and it suited the song moment so well. And it was just perfect, like perfect. And I think Morphine's slow split really rivaled that. And it was so fun to watch. I was at the bar again and everyone was really like vibing with the whole to do. Really fun. I didn't know Morphine had that in her.
What did the bar do when Maya threw her tearaway skirt all over her?
Lots of yelping and cheering, and I think that's when everyone locked into the lip sync because you know they're not always good and they're not always like demanding of attention, but that one it pulled everyone in, and then that's why when Morphine split came, everyone was like we were breathing in and breathing out at the same time, just watching it, enjoying it collectively.
All right, let's move on over to UK versus the World 2. Your thoughts on this episode? By the way, people don't watch it. A lot of people don't watch it. So here's what happened. They had to do a dance, like a ballroom challenge. Michelle had to weigh in because she was on one season of Strictly Come Dancing. Now all of a sudden, she's the queen of ballroom. And the winners were... Who was the winner?
It was Marina and Hannah.
Oh, Marina and Hannah. Yeah, Marina Summers and Hannah Conda. And then the bottom two were Scarlett Envy and Theresa May. And there's no way Hannah Conda is going to beat Marina Summers at lip sync. So Marina Summers wins and she sends home Theresa May. Okay, your thoughts?
Well, call me Michelle Visage because I was also in ballroom dancing for a little bit.
Oh, were you?
Which is actually really funny to admit because I did it when I was studying abroad and we just got like a bunch of like options thrown at us. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do while I'm here? I'm going to join the rowing team and I'm going to join the ballroom dancing team, even though I cannot dance worth shit. But it was fun. And I ended up being a semifinalist in that competition. And incidentally, it was Quickstep, which was the one assigned to Tia Coffey and La Grande Dame.
Well, as a professional Quickstepper, how did you think? What did you think of their performance?
I thought they were even better than what I learned in a number of weekly practices, and they just learned it in one day. Yeah, they did really well. Actually,
you know, they didn't learn it in one day. Come on,
Okay, give it maybe 3 days, 4 days. Okay. Regardless, it was. It's a very technical, you have to get everything perfect. And if you miss one step, then it cascades super quickly into everything else. And they are really kind of like me, but even more so. They're tall, they're gangly. They may not have perfect control over their limbs and where they go. So it's a very high ask. And they both really fucking killed it, I think.
How about the episode?
They did super well.
Your thoughts on the whole episode?
Episode as a whole, I guess I was fine with it. It just felt cursory because I don't know what Charissa's been doing on the whole season. She's just been like, kind of like Dawn, just super there.
Yeah.
And you know, she cries a lot, and you know that, you know how much I love people crying on TV.
Oh, you love it. You've mentioned that several times, how much you love
it. I just she's also always yelling. It's like you're yelling and you're crying. Like, I get that. Like, can you talk?
Yeah.
But on the whole, I loved watching them dance because it was so technically demanding, and they, for the most part, all really killed it. And that you would not see that on a regular US season, I think. That was really an all-star level challenge.
Oh, you thought it was an all-star level performance?
I mean, did you see fucking Marina?
Well, we're going to talk about this. So just my thoughts really quickly on the episode. Look, I'm not a big... You like UK versus the World 2 much more than I do.
And I like Smash Bros. Of drag.
Yes. I don't hate it. But I do watch it, as Christian ratted me out, I do watch it on double speed. But I do watch it at regular speed on the challenge and the runway and on the lip sync. And... So it is funny because it's going double speed all the way to this dance challenge. And then it just feels like
I was
going to
say, you probably thought it was on double speed for the quick step.
Well, no. The main challenge, watching regular speed. But it's just like it goes from like, anyway, now. And then it goes to coming up. And I'm like, oh, no, this is so slow. But I watch it. It was fine. I haven't connected viscerally with any of these queens. Maybe because I'm watching it in double speed. But I haven't been able to really get any sort of emotional connection with any of these queens at all.
Well, you haven't seen France or Philippines or Down Under 2. Or actually, I think you have seen Down Under 2.
I've seen all the Down Unders.
Okay. So, but for the most part, the international flavor of the show are mostly queens that, you know, you more or less haven't viewed their prologues.
No, you're right. That is true. Like, I don't know anything about Marina Summers. Well, speaking of, I mean... Should we just give her the... I mean, is there anyone that can beat her? I mean, she is so fucking good.
Has anyone won three lip syncs like that? Like, she's sent three people home over, what, has it been six or seven episodes?
And deservedly, not even riggery.
Killing it.
Yeah.
I think that even though she is killing it, the show does love to pull the rug out from under everyone. Mm-hmm. And narratively, Tia Coffey has gotten most of the screen time this season. Even when she doesn't perform well or do anything during the episode, it's about her.
But how much of that, and that's my, you're really transitioning well to these topics, Robert. How much of this is home field advantage? How much of this is, we have a show, it's on the BBC, it's a UK versus the world. We can't get rid of all of the UK girls. You know, I was talking to someone today who gave me a history of all the Canada shows because he knows I don't watch them.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things he pointed out was that in Canada versus the world, three of the four Canada queens were gone within a couple episodes.
Yeah. Which was more surprising because they had a runner up, a winner, and I can't really remember, but they had like really, really quality queens. People might say mm-hmm. that Stephanie Prince, not so much, but I think she's bad bitch personally. Mm-hmm. But whereas the UK queens, they chose fucking Jombers and Gothy and Chorisa to like represent the UK. Like they lampshaded it directly by saying, between the four of us, we have one badge.
Well, do you think that coming the Vivian into the sort of season ruined it because they're all like, fuck this, I'm going to wait for American All-Stars. Why am I going to do this
might
one?
That might be exactly the case, because the runner-ups are probably thinking, why would I just go back and essentially have a victory lap when I can actually go back to a broader audience?
Yeah, exactly. But I do think there is some sort of thing where they have to keep at least one queen. And same thing with Scarlet Envy. I think they have to keep an American queen or they're going to lose a huge chunk of the audience. Even though I don't think the Americans care, but especially about Scarlet Envy, but I don't know.
Well, so, that's a confusing thing, is that everyone tries to frame Scarlet Envy as a fan favorite. And I think that might be true among, like, respectfully, like the basic white gay circles, mm-hmm. because she's a basic white gay. But I don't know that any like diehard fan of the show is like, yeah, I'm going to put Scarlet Envy in like my top 50 of the regular Drag Race girls. You know,
we should rank them. You and I should rank them.
Well, I mean, it'd be so biased. I could rank them based on how much I think the fandom like considers them a fan favorite. And I just don't think Scarlet Envy is anywhere near the top. But I like her. It's just not you know, it's not Katya or Valentina or Bob.
Katya doesn't really do it for me. And it used to get me a lot of trouble in the early days. I don't think people care as much now, but she doesn't really do it. Trixie and Katya don't really do it for me.
Yeah, Trixie's never done it for me, unfortunately. But Katya, I've always enjoyed her a lot.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to take that back. I did enjoy Katya very much in the beginning. But I think I've seen everything I have to see, basically what I'm trying to say.
Oh, that's what I think is actually the most fun about her, is that you really actually have no idea what crazy obscure reference she's about to throw out, or like some random historical fact that would make no sense connecting to the conversation, but is actually perfect. She's really, really clever and really unpredictable. And that's why I feel like I haven't seen enough Katya, because God fucking knows what she's going to say.
Hmm.
Whereas Trixie, I know she's going to make some dry joke and it's just going to be very, very blah.
Yeah. That would be a very interesting show, is that we rank all the queens, we take them apart and then talk about them. Because certain queens I like, certain ones I don't, and the reasons are very bizarre and obscure and weird. And,
well, Delta Work would be winning queen number one.
For you?
Well, for me personally. Actually, I don't even know if that's true.
Well, we'll talk about this next time, because I have a chicken on the grill.
Yeah, I don't want you to have burnt chicken, girl.
Which is the name of my future show. By the way, there's only like a few more episodes, Robert, and then you go back in the closet.
Yep. But Global All-Stars will be around at some point.
Oh, true. And then I haven't made my decision yet on All-Stars.
Neither have I. Co-host?
Yeah, who am I going to co-host with? If I do, it's going to be with Taylor. But what I'm saying is, do I want to do it?
Well, maybe you should save yourself for Global All-Stars, because I think it's going to be more interesting.
I don't know, girl.
But then at the same time, you don't know any of those fucking girls.
I know none of them, except for Alyssa. No.
I think I know 90% of them.
I know the one that did all the spins in the air, the Australian one. And Queen I know Kong. The Mexico ones. I know Galavado.
Yes. But, you know, you're not invested in UK versus the world, too, because you only know, like, maybe half the cast and none of them are your favorites. I think the same might be the case for Global All-Stars.
I do want to suck Le Grand Dame's dick.
Well, that's something, right? Go get your chicken, girl.
Any stray thoughts, Robert, that you didn't get to say that you could say during the theme song, the outro?
I'm going to tell you off the air.
Bye, everyone. I gotta find out what this is.
It's a little mean-spirited.
Okay. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week right here on Relaska Thoughts. I promise next week will be longer. I'll make it up to you. We'll talk about stupid shit like what drag queen we would snowball or something.